I'm Jerry Haddon in Spain. Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero said he couldn't hide his joy while listening to Obama's inaugural address.
Hay que apoyar a Obama para que con su tarea apoye y consiga tantas de las cosas.
We must support Obama, he said afterward, so that he achieves the things we all want. I predict good relations, or at least better ones. Zapatero, don't forget, rebuked the Bush administration in 2004 by withdrawing Spanish troops from Iraq. But other voices are calling for caution. Spanish TV commentator Florentino Portero said he was concerned by words Barack Obama did not use in yesterday's address.
Ayer Obama dijo cosas en política exterior que no tenían mucho que ver con el concepto multilateralismo que tanto gusta.
Regarding foreign policy, yesterday Obama said many things that had little to do with the concept of multilateralism. In fact, he never used that word. Portero went on to say Obama didn't speak of the United Nations. He said the U.S. would once again become powerful. And speaking of his friends in other nations, what Obama said was that the U.S. was ready again to lead. But does Europe want the U.S. to lead? And on what issues? Even as Obama was being sworn in, Spain's foreign minister suggested Europe had already assumed the helm on important world issues. For example, said Miguel Ángel Moratinos, it was Europe and not the U.S. that convinced Israel to accept a ceasefire in its assault on Gaza.
¿Quién estaba por primera vez en la historia en la casa del primer ministro israelí sentado?
For the first time ever, who was in the Israeli prime minister's residence with the country's top leadership, asked Moratinos. His answer, six European prime ministers, the French president, and seated in the corner, the U.S. ambassador. This was perhaps a bit of bluster. After all, Spain cooperates closely with the U.S. on many issues, including the so-called war on terror. Spain is one of the few countries that has agreed to send more troops to Afghanistan, as Obama has asked. Germany, by contrast, is not likely to deepen its military commitment there. Like France, Germany has made it clear that domestic opposition to that war will outweigh Obama's overtures. The Afghanistan deadlock is just one issue that likely inspired one Spanish newspaper cartoonist to draw Obama thusly this morning. Dressed as Superman, leaping off a building and flapping his arms desperately like a chicken. For the World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.